Friday morning, the morning after the night before, the morning after the Bill Whelan concert in the National Concert Hall in Dublin, and I'm struggling. And this audiobook is a short continuation of the On the Road Omani series. And the struggle, my dear listeners, is simply this. It's the struggle to share the joy I experienced while being present in Earlsford Terrace, the National Concert Hall, which, by the way, has wonderful acoustics, last night, while the music of my best friend at school, or from childhood, and the place conspired to transport me into reverie. And what I have to accept is the impossibility of anybody else, you know, having the same experience as me, even though I would love to wrap you all in what I had last night. So I have to accept the feebleness of my own communicative skills, because this I can tell you almost kind of intellectually, that it was one of, and I mean right up there near the top of, the greatest musical experiences I've ever had in my life. And it was more than music, and that's what actually, you know, kicked it into the next level up, because it was music plus memories. Yeah, music plus memories. And there were memories from layered memories, like segmented rock. Memories from every stage of my life, from the earliest memory of any friend, because that's what my memory of Bill Whelan goes right back to. Memory of where I played as a kid in my own house. Memories of all the years and that we had contact and didn't have contact. And then the musical associations that came flooding in from hearing a piece of music written by one person and it reminding me of music that I had experienced from another. So the difficulty of communicating this experience is immense. And I think probably it's inhibited by the fact that, well, we weren't all encouraged to, and it was probably against the rules to record the music live on the iPhone so that I could then curate at least, you know, an audio in which I illustrated what I was feeling musically at the same time. So as I lie here in bed on a Friday morning, ready to embrace the day, not having had half enough sleep, I suppose what I'm really sharing is a difficulty. Till later. Bye-bye.